Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W.G. Reporter, coming to you from that beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, where there's plenty of sunshine, palm trees all around, blowing in the wind. I wish you were here, you. I'm glad with you. I'm so glad to be with you again today. You that are listening on a continual basis, we thank God for you. And we send you lots of love and hugs to you today. And, of course, our prayers. Our prayers go out to you today for whatever it is that you need. And we want you to be praying for us also. And we thank you for that today. You know, we just thank God. I wish we were close to you to just hug you. We want to thank you for listening. Yes, yes, we thank you for listening. Now, tell me something. I need you to do this. Call us today at 347-857-3925. Give us a call and let us know how you enjoyed the broadcast or whether God has blessed you in whatever way. I know God has done something for you. Yes, yes, yes. I thank God for what he's already done. And tell us what you want God to do also for you. You can call us at this number, 347-857-3925. Call us while we're on the air and let us know just how much you appreciate the broadcast and, you know, whatever. You know, praise God. That's all. We just want to hear from you. You know, it makes us feel so much better that you're listening and God is blessing. We want to know that God is doing something for you. You know, I don't like wasting my time. You know, I want to be doing something, helping somebody. This is what I want to do. Help somebody, okay? All right. We have some people to pray for today. Yes, yes, yes. You know, now we've been saying it and saying it, that God's people are being challenged, as you say, so many ways in their bodies. The leaders have all types of problems that just appeared, wasn't there before, and all of a sudden, all these things are troubling them. And you wonder what they did wrong. I know you got your mindset on what did they do wrong. Didn't have to do anything wrong. But because they have been standing fast in Jesus Christ, the enemy do not like it. They standing fast. They trying to teach the young men and women how to live holy, how to stand when they don't look like there's nothing to stand on. And also, you know, the enemy don't like that, want to cut them down so that every man can sin. That's all he want them to do, want to let them go into a Christless grave. And we're trying to pull them out of that heap. We're trying to pull them out as best as we can. And so the enemy is troubling God's people. And you know, you see, maybe your pastor is sick. We got a call that a bishop there in Jacksonville, Bishop Charles Eckenberger, got sick, you know, while he was preaching. He got sick right there in the pulpit, and I've heard a few more pastors that the enemy don't care where he strikes you down. Okay? And who you are. It doesn't matter what your name is, where you're from, or what color you are. The enemy will strike when he can. You hear me? All right, so don't let that be, oh, he's not living right, or this one ain't living right, or whatever the case may be. It's just that we have an adversary who is the devil, and he don't mind doing damage, okay? All right, we praying today for him, Bishop Achenberger. Hope I'm pronouncing that name right there in Jacksonville. Father God, in Jesus' name, we send the word to him right now. We send our prayers with him as others are praying also. You say if two of us agree, touching anything, it shall be done. Father God, there's no way for him to go but up, God. In the name of Jesus today, God, because many are calling on your name in his behalf. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen and amen. We are also still praying for Robert and Karen Batta, who's going through, praise God, and they had Robert had an accident also with the car, and one thing after another, the enemy has gotten in behind them trying to destroy them. But Father God, in the name of Jesus, we cancel that assignment right now that was sent to them. Lord, that the enemy will dry up from around them and be no more in the name of Jesus. And we decree and declare that it's done. They shall come forth as they have a mind to. Father, we ask you to touch Tracy there in West Palm Beach. Right now, we hope and pray and trust that she's out of the ICU. Lord God, in Jesus' name, touch Tracy right now, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, make her every whit whole. Father, in Jesus' name, we ask you to touch Helen Ward, God, also, God. Touch her right now in the mighty name of Jesus, God, and we thank you for it. Excuse me. Lord, we ask you to touch Lawrence Jackson Jr., also, Lord, who's going through a great trial in his body right now there in Louisiana. Touch him right now. Touch his family who's standing by him, Father. Touch right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God Almighty, make yourself real to Lawrence Jackson Jr. right now in Jesus' name. Touch his body, God. Touch his mind in Jesus' name. And we thank you for it. Lord, touch Olga Eugene, Father, family. In the name of Jesus, touch their family right now, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, in this hour of sorrow, touch them in Jesus' name. Father, we ask you to touch Jaquin, Lord. Touch her right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Please name your children something. We know what it is. Lord, in Jesus' name, touch her right now. Make her every bit whole. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to, Lord, touch Elaine, Father. Touch Elaine right now in Jesus' mighty name, God, who needs you, God. Oh, Father, and we thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord. Father, we ask you in Jesus' name to touch Pastor Bell, God. Touch her today, God, in the great trial that she's going through. Touch her and her family there in Tennessee. Touch them right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Touch Heath Bell, Father, who has her heart is floating in water, the doctor say, Father, and he's swelling up by the degrees here, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Oh, God, you made him. You know all about him. Touch his son, Heath Jr., Lord, who needs your help right now, Father God, who's been incarcerated. Father God, in the name of Jesus, touch him, God. Touch his mind. Touch his soul right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. And we thank you for it right now. We thank you right now, God, for touching Yvonne Christian, God. We thank you for touching them right now in the name of Jesus, God. Eden Stevens, God, touch her right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Make her every withhold, Father God. All your pastors that's going through, God, all your leaders, prophets, and what have you that's going through, Lord, we ask you to touch them right now. They need you, God, like never before, God. Oh, yes, they do, Father God. In times like these, they need you, Father. And they need somebody praying for them today, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you today for touching them, Lord. We ask you to touch Bishop Porter today, Father God. In the name of Jesus, God, right now, Father God, is he going through a little something? Touch him right now in Jesus' mighty name. And we thank you for it, God. All the saints that are going through great trials at this time, God. Oh, God, keep them strong in the midst of all of the storms that are occurring their lives. Father God, in Jesus' name, God, and we thank you for it. Heal the bodies right now, Father God. Oh, Lord, heal the minds, God. Keep their minds stayed on you, Lord God. Oh, God, that they will continue to call on your name and teach men and women, Lord God, about you, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you praise, honor, and glory for it all. Amen and amen. Send your prayers in. You better send your prayers in because God is doing something great. The number is 347-857-3925. We're just waiting for your call, okay? All right. Yes, let me give you my word for today. Egotism stems from selfishness. Humility grows from selfishness, the former, excuse my throat, please, the former is the root of foolishness, the latter is the seed of happiness. You just got a little happiness there, huh? Egotism stems from selfishness. Humility grows from selflessness. The former is the root of foolishness. The latter is the seed of happiness. So y'all pray for me. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, we thank God for it, you know. And, you know, we just having a good time. We want to thank God. We got Deacon Mike and Sister Diane here with us today. Praise the Lord. And I'm just going to start things off a little bit. And I guess we're going to let them two kind of go ahead and take it over, you know, praise God, and go ahead on with it. But it's easy enough. You might have heard it before. Some of you might have heard it before, you know. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Glory to God. So y'all pray for me. Amen. Pray much for me today because at this time you know what's happening. You hear me? Amen. You do hear me, don't you? Now, we're going to read an old for me. You know it. I know you know it by heart and everything. But I'm just going to just refresh you with it again. The 23rd Psalms. You know that by heart, don't you? I hope you do anyway. Huh? And it starts with, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want." Now, you notice what it say, "I shall not want." You know who the Lord is, and now you don't have to want anything, do you? Huh? So that's all we're going to talk about, all your wants, you know. We always wanting something, are we not? And we always wanting something that we really don't need. You know, I know you'll say, "But I need this and I need this." But most of the time, you are saying, "I want this." Huh? You are wanting stuff that you don't need. You're wanting stuff that other people have. Huh? You see what I'm saying? Okay. But what we're trying to establish to you today, that the Lord is your shepherd, you should not want. You should not be wanting all the stuff that you think you want and you got to have. You know, everybody got that. I got to have that. I must have that. These are the impressions we always leaving with other people. I got to have it. I must have it. You know, and all this. And then you set out to do what? Anything to get it. Huh? Wrong or right, this is what we do. But let me go on a little further and tell you about the I shall not want syndrome. Now, there's nothing that has been birthed, no ideas, no things, clothes, houses, cars, nothing else. Everything about you had to be conceived before it was birthed. And it had to be manifest, huh? But it's not manifest because it hasn't come through yet. And so, therefore, you in want, and you won't see it, but you forgot that God said that he would bless you, huh? He'll supply all your needs, isn't it? This is what he told you, but it hasn't manifested yet, you see. So listen, you're going through a process in your wanting stage. You're going through a process of birthing your blessing. Did you hear me? I sure hope you hear that today. Now, when we finish, we want you to be able to stand the test of time while you're waiting. See, when a mother is giving birth to a baby, it usually takes 9 months, huh? That's a long time for this woman to be carrying this around, 9 months. So now, if she's carrying that around, you don't know how long you're going to have to carry your blessing around before it's manifest, huh? Because you want to hurry it up. You always want to hurry everything up. And I realize we're in an age of instantaneities. You know, everything is instant, you know, and instant coffee and instant tea, instant food. And, you know, everything is instant. They're making machines like, you know, that Keurig machine that you just get you a fresh coffee, cup of coffee every time you put this in there. You know, and we do all this instant stuff, you know. Instant potatoes and all every amount of food. And then we wonder why we sick, because we got all this instant stuff. They have to mix it with something else to make it instant. And the stuff that they mix the food up to cause it to be instant is generally something that our bodies is not used to, it's not acquainted with, and it harms us. It brings all kind of sicknesses and diseases, do you hear? You see? But because we want it instant, so the enemy is doing what? Giving you what you want. But you need to wait on God. You see what I'm saying? This is the time to wait on God. Now, life is in the womb. Now, your blessing is in the womb today. Do you get the picture? It's in the womb today. I don't care if you got an idea. It's in the womb. In other words, it's being incubated. It's being taken care of until it's manifest. Do you get the picture? It's being taken care of until it's manifest. I don't care if the idea in your mind, it cannot come out until it's ready. You see what I'm saying? You try to get it out because you see somebody else doing this and that and other and all this stuff. And so you try to make it and force it to come out. You know, like you say, some of the women get induced labor. So you're trying to do what? Induced labor. You're trying to make it come before it's time. This is what you're trying to do. So let me tell you. Now, today, when Paul said that we waiting, you know, to be formed, you know, we are waiting for to be formed, waiting to be formed, huh? So while you're waiting, you're in labor, right? So now think about it, huh? It's beginning to be a hard labor, but you're waiting for it because you want to see what's coming forth. You want to see what idea is coming forth. You want to see what type of baby you're coming forth. You know, all these things are forming. See, the baby had to form inside of you before it could manifest itself to you. You see, and all. So it has to go through this formation process. And so when it's coming and you pushing and pushing and pushing until it comes, that means now you understand what has to happen is I've got to help it come now. I've come to the end of my labor time. I've come to the time where I'm going to be delivered. I've come to the time where what I wanted is about to show up. Glory be to God. It's almost here. You can look around and say, I can see the head of it coming forth now. You see it's coming forth right now? It's coming forth, but you had to wait for the time. See, everything today is done on time. It's time managed, huh? Everything is made manageable through some time or another. You remember when the astronauts be getting off? It's already, they have already programmed the time in it. You see what I'm saying? And if the program is time in it, it has a time to get there and a time to come back, a time to manifest itself, what it had went to do. You're going to have to come to an understanding. You see what I'm saying? Our problem is we want to move and we don't understand the preliminary things that it takes for things to come forth. You don't understand these things, you understand? Because now you see why God's saying all you're getting, get what? And understanding. See, now you can get a whole lot of stuff. I want this, I want that. And you don't understand when to use it, why you got it, or why you even want it. You don't understand. All you know is your eyes begin to lust after things, you know. They begin to lust after what somebody else got. Lust after what somebody else is doing, you know, ministry is doing. You can't do what somebody else's ministry is doing because that's not what God has given you. You have to work in your own yard. You see, you're going to have to, till the soil there, and so you can produce something. You see what I'm saying? Oh, you getting it. You coming to an understanding now, see? Now, when it starts to becoming what it's supposed to be, huh? Focus. You're getting more in focus now. You're getting more in focus because you're understanding what is going on. Is that right? Think about it now. You got to get there somehow, huh? Okay? Now, God has placed you in a realm of understanding now. Well, I understand I got to wait. I understand that it's going to be here in its own time. See, we get worried and all panicky. You know, let's use that word, panicky. We get real panicky because, well, I don't see it yet. Well, God hadn't done it. Well, listen, do you know that whatever God do, he works in his time? And his time is not your time. When he told you, say, my ways are not like your ways, when he told you that, do you know what that means? I'm going to work when I get ready. Huh? Okay, hello. See, that's why you didn't get saved when you should have got saved. You think, well, I should have got saved a long time ago. No, you got saved in the time that God wanted you to get saved because that's the time that you heard the word and received the word within, you see. And when you received it within, you did something about it. You made the changes, see. Now you are consciously making changes in order to be saved, see. You just got born again. again. You see what I'm saying? We can say that. You just got born again. Oh, my, my, my. Now, you see, isn't it wonderful to know now? Now you're on the right road. Oh, Lord knows, have mercy, have mercy. When you say, I shall not want, and that 23rd Psalm say, I shall not want, because he make me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He's still directing everything. You see what I'm saying? God is still directing everything because you can't do it. You see what I'm saying? Now, you got a limited amount of understanding at this time. Do you see me? Huh? You're focusing somewhat. You're smoking. You're focusing somewhat on what God wants you to do, huh? And what he's about to do in your life. Because the third verse says, he restoreth my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Now you got to be led. Now that you know that you don't have to want for anything, it's already been prepared for you. Did you hear what I'm saying? He's already made the way for you. Since you came forth and you have been formed in his likeness and in his image, things have already been made for you. Isn't that all right? My, my, my. It's good to know that everything's been prepared for me. And he said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, don't care what you're walking through, don't care how you're walking through, this is what he said, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and staff, they comfort me. You have an army with you. Do you hear me? You got an army with you. You don't have to worry about it. Huh? Because when you say, I shall not want because he is my shepherd, he's my guide, I shall not want because of what? Huh? What is he saying here? Thou art with me. That rod and that staff, they comfort me. You got to comfort them through the storm. You got to comfort them when it looks like things go wrong. When the doctor gives you a bad report, you have a comforter there. You have someone there. It's already been prepared that you to be comforted in this hour of need. Doesn't matter if you don't have a dime to your name. He's still going to be your comforter. He's going to be right there with you all the way, son. Because this is what he said. When the writer wrote, I shall not want. I shall not want anything. I don't have to want no good health. God gives me good health. Hallelujah. You can believe it. You got good health. If you believe it, you got all the finance you need. You can believe it. You got all the houses and lands and the cars and whatever else it is you need. You don't have to want for anything. You hear what I'm saying? Because he is the keeper. He is the supplier. God is your counselor. He's everything that you need when you need it, whether it's mentally, spiritually, financially, or whatever it may be in your life that you need. He's going to be right there by your side. He will supply it. He said, I will supply all your needs according to my riches and glory. Let me tell you, glory be to God. He got plenty of riches. He has not gone bankrupt. His bank is not about to close. His bank is not without any kind of substance for you. Whatever you need in his bank is healing. In his bank is comfort. In his bank is supplies of whatever you need, houses, lands, cars, or whatever it is that you need to get the job done. It's already been supplied. So reach out and touch it today. Reach out and grab hold of some of that good right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God, because you know it's already yours. You hear what I'm saying? It's already yours. Do you get the picture? We know he say all things are yours. He made it so that it's yours. It's from the beginning. It's been yours. You just didn't know it. Because you were not in the realm of understanding. So therefore, you don't know what God has for you. Let me tell you what he said. Keep on here. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Let me tell you, I don't care how the devil try to stop you and block you. God said he prepared a table before you in the presence of your enemies. Your enemies see it. Your enemies know it. That's why they fight so hard. That's why they're always trying to bring you down, pull you down. That's why they're spending all their money trying to get something to fix you with, and you spending your money for what God has blessed you to have. You see what I'm saying? So they can't understand it, you see. They lack understanding. They have not come to the realm of understanding. I shall not want. You understand? They don't understand how not to want anything, how to possess everything that God has promised you that was yours. My. You see what I'm talking about? Now, can you still say, I'm in want? Huh? Well, I want to do this. You don't want to do it. All you got to get up and go and do it. This is it. God has already made provisions for you. Didn't we just see, say, I prepared a table before you in the presence of your enemies? Let me tell you, it's already prepared in the presence of your enemy. Your enemy know that. That's why he's fighting you so hard. That's why he's trying to annihilate you. That's why he's trying to make you not even see the vision that God has given you. You see what I'm saying? Not lessing on working with the vision. He don't even want you to see the vision. You see, so he's working hard to keep you blind. He's working hard for you not to achieve. He's working hard for you not to have anything, because the table, he know what it is that God already wants you to have. That's why he working hard on you, make you sick and make your children sick, and accidents and every kind of thing come about, because he does not want you to accomplish that which God has given you already. He don't want you to go where God told you to go at. Oh, you know I'm talking right today. You know that's the truth, huh? He wants your cup to run over, and it's running over. Let it run over on the enemy right now in Jesus' name. Let him see that it's already prepared. Everything is already ready. He said, all things are ready. That's what the Bible says. All things are ready. They already ready for you. All you got to do is reach out and touch it. Put your hand out. Open up your hand. Cup your hand like you're finna drink some water. Cup your hand and get it all in there right now. And bring it to your bosom right now, because it's already yours. Do you hear me? God has made that provisions for you, you, and me also, because I'm going to get mad. Hallelujah. The more the devil works, the more my cup going to run over. Oh, it's going to run over them. Run right on over. Mash them down and get them on out the way. Cancel that assignment, because my cup's so full till it's canceling the assignment of the enemy. You hear me? I know it's a different twist with it, but that's what we're doing today. Run over the devil. Say, get out of my way, because my cup is overflowing now and ain't nothing you can do about it. You can't touch this, devil. You can't touch this. Tell him right now. Are you afraid of it? Just tell him you can't touch it. And when he come up with something else, say, I done told you can't touch it, so get on out of my way. Talk to that devil and get him out your life. Tell him right now, it's time for you to go. You've been in here too long. You've been here too long trying to hinder what God has already done. And then he said, the sixth verse, surely, surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Let me tell you, you got goodness and mercy on your side. You ain't got to worry about nothing else. You ain't got to worry about how the devil come, how he go, what he look like, what he do, what kind of tricks he got in his bag. You know what I'm saying? Because they ain't going to work. Hey, hallelujah, because they're not going to work. Now, believe me, he going to throw every trick he got at you, because you are determined to walk upright before you, huh? Before God, you're determined to excuse me, you're determined to walk upright before God. So if you're determined to walk upright before God, you ain't got to worry about nothing, do you? Huh? Because you're going to dwell in the house of the Lord forever anyway. See, you just tell him, say, I'm going to dwell in the house of the Lord. I already got my room booked. It's already been booked. I'm on the calendar. Just tell the devil I'm on the calendar. Huh? I'm on the calendar in heaven. Yes, I am. Now, listen, what you got to do to keep being whole? What you got to do, huh? Tell me. He said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Now, you can seek a God, but you don't have to necessarily get the righteousness. And his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you, all them wants. All them wants will be added unto you. You hear what I'm saying? Huh? Now, don't tell me nothing about my children is hungry. Your children got no business being hungry. You may not have a job, but there's somewhere, church, charity, organization, somebody will feed you. Huh? May not be always what you want because some are so picky. Huh? May not be all you want. Okay? But you will be fed. Hello. Get the pride out of you. That's it. Till you get the pride out there. And you will get something to eat. Huh? Because didn't he tell you in Matthew, he tell you also, nothing shall be impossible to them that believe. You, let's put it this way, nothing shall be impossible unto you. What you got to do is believe that God do what he say he's going to do. He provides for you. You done come through the hard time. You done come through that laborious time where you struggle to get through. You struggle to get where you are at this time. Let me tell you one thing. God sees every tear you ever shed. He see every pain you went through. He see every sickness that has occurred in your body, whether it come through natural resources or somebody tried to fix you up or something, whatever the case is. He saw every bit of pain you have endured. And he said, you ain't got to want no more. And what is want, huh? Huh? You know, the world has this, if you are you a number 10? And I like that. Are you number 10? Huh? So I'll say it like this. I'm a number 10. You can tell him not now. You're a number 10. Why? Why? Because number 10 implies nothing is wanting. That everything is complete. Can you say amen? Everything is complete is all it means. Number 10 means it's complete. Huh? Nothing wanting. You got it all because you trusted God. You believe God. So you have it all. Hmm? He said, all things are mine, and he's given us all things. Huh? He's given us these things that we hadn't even wanted. We didn't even desire. He's given us the desire. He said, I give you the desires of your heart. Huh? See? Nothing wanting. That's all. Remember, if you don't remember nothing else, remember, nothing wanting. Huh? Because what? All that pride has been what? Broken off, just like the outer shell of a seed. Huh? You went through all the labor, all that pain while you was in that dark place, while you was in a place you didn't even know where you were. The shell has been broken so that you can manifest yourself as who you are and who God has called you to be. Because the only thing is the seed contains the fulfillment of itself, isn't it? Huh? It just contains the fulfillment of itself. That's all. And it has to come forth. That's all the seed in the womb of a woman. Huh? It has to burst forth. Huh? It breaks out that outer shell that's covering it and keeping its substance of who it is and what it possesses on the inside of that shell, that protective shell. And now it's broken. Because you did what? You're now ready to produce. You're in the realm of production. Huh? producing that which it had contained all the time. Ah, my, my, my. Are you ready for it? Are you ready to release that right now that was in that seed? The seed is no more. The shell is no more. Huh? There's no more shell. There's only what it contains. And what it contains is you. Is you, you, and you. That seed has contained you. It is no more a shell. There's no, you see the shell no more. All you see is what it produced. Hmm? My, my, my. Glory to God. All right, I'm going to cut off right now. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We thank Apostle Porter for that word. You know, when she talked about I shall not want, you know, we do have a lot of times that we want this and we want that, I want this and all of these things. And we do do that, and we can't say we don't, because that's what we do. And, you know, and I was sitting there and I was thinking about the times I was hollering about I want this and I want that. You know, and I was thinking about when you're out there in the world, you always want something. You in competition to want something. You know, whether it be alcohol, drugs, or something, you know you want it and you got to have it. That's all you know. You got to have it and you need it, you know. And I was thinking about that, about them days, you know, when you're out there young and you foolish and you think about all these things that you done back in the past about wanting this, wanting that, and, you know, and it struck a chord with me, because a lot of times we wanted things that was unnecessary, you know, and basically that's what it is. It's unnecessary. Now, is it something of need, of importance? No. It's just a want, and that's all it is. It's just that you, what you see is what you want. It's all like obese person. They see food and they want it. They don't need it, but they see food, but they just want it. You know, and these are the things that people wrestle with every day. You know, it's a lot of things we wrestle with every day that we don't understand what's going on. You know, so therefore, when once we become enlightened in these aspects, because these are the things we were talking about last night, about being enlightened, about things that transpire in our lives every day, that we don't understand what's transpiring. But we do, if you look back, you'll understand that we're being tried, we're being tested, we're being attacked. You know, when we look back and we see these things, but we got to understand how to come out. We got to understand what do we do. And, you know, when you think about the 23rd Psalm, you think about all these things that the writer was talking about us. What you can say, it pertains to me, especially when it says, when it talks about walking through the valley. We all have been through valleys. We all have been through shadows. It's always things that cover and surrounds us. But how do we come out of these things? What do we do to cover? You know, I've learned to enlist God. Because if you don't enlist God in whatever you do, you're destined to fall again. You're destined to go back to what you were. You're destined to go back to the wants. You're destined to go back in that valley, the shadow of death. You know you're destined to get back in there. Now, why should you go back when you came out? A lot of people fall and go back. Why? We don't know. We don't understand why, but they do. Some people, they feel more comfortable in sin than they do in righteousness. Why? We don't understand, but God understands, because of the fact of the matter is they don't want a path of righteousness. They rather take that path of sin. And I was thinking about that because of the fact we all go through these crossroads of life. It's up to us to make that decision on where to go. You just can't ask nobody. This is a self thing. Everybody has to be accountable for their self. I just say when you're over a certain age, you're accountable for yourself, especially when you understand right from wrong, when you understand sin from righteousness. And that's where the line is drawn. You know, the devil does have a line that's drawn. You can cross over there with him or you can stay with Jesus. But the devil likes to cross over and attack the righteous. But we got to learn how to stand, because the righteous are always going to be attacked, because he already got those sinners. He trying to pull you out. That's why we be attacked so much, especially when we get to the wants. When we get to the wants, all we doing is falling into the devil's trap. Because a lot of times people in competition with each other. A lot of church folks in competition. Oh, I got to have that dress that she got. Where did you get it from? You know, things to that nature. You know, I got to have it. You know, and you don't know where this come from, but it does. You know, you don't know where it come from, but it does. You know, and they can't say that, I can't say that men don't do the same thing, but we do. You know, that was just a term, because you can see that more than you can see it in the men. Yes, you can. You can see that more when the women do it than you see it in the men. Don't know why, but you can, you know. But men do say that they want this and they want that and they got to have that. You know, I did have a prophet say he wanted my shoes. He wanted a pair of my shoes. He told me, I got to have a pair of those. Where did you get them from? You know, and I was thinking to myself, I say, oh, well, you know, but these are things that happen, you know. And to me, I just say he ain't got to have them. He can just say, I would like to know where you got them from, you know. But when you say I got to have it, you know, that lets me know that's a want. On how do we understand, what do we want, do we got to have. You know, and people always go through, I got to have this and I got to have that. But we don't got to have. You know, we can ask the Lord, can we be blessed by certain things? Can we understand what's going on and how to comprehend what's happening? You know, what we should want is knowledge. What we should want is understanding. What we should want is wisdom. What we should want is more Jesus, more righteousness. That's what we should have and what we should want. But instead, we want material things. We want things that is not in, it's in our power to get, but we don't have to have it. It's not like it's that important. But some people prioritize the wrong way instead of the righteousness that we should come forth in us, what we should step forth in. You know, we got to understand where we're stepping, where we're going, what's going on. We got to understand all this first before we can get into these other things. We got to understand how to reach out and grab hold of our righteousness, of our Savior. On what do we need to do to grow as good Christians? What do we need to do to grow as good people, as good human beings? How do we grow as good human beings? Not only just good Christians, but good human beings also in there. But if we become good Christians, we'll become good human beings. If we become a lover of God, we become a lover of our man. We become a lover of our brothers and sisters. If we become a lover of God. But we have to become a lover of God first. We have to learn to step out into it. We have to learn to grab hold of it. You know, because of the fact, when the 23rd Psalm say, I shall not want, the Lord is my shepherd. Let's go with that. The Lord is my shepherd. And the Lord will always keep us. He keeps us safe. He keeps us around that where we're supposed to be. But we can't be hard-headed, stiff-necked. We can't be bull-headed to go where we want to go. what we want to do. And see, and that's the problem. It's what I want and what I want to do, and that's where we run into problems at. We become selfish people, you know, and we talked about that last night, about the selflessness. What about the selflessness? The selflessness is the people with I want. And that's a part of selflessness. When we need to understand what's going on. We can't sit up there and say, I want this and I want this, or I got to have this, or I got to do this. You know, you ain't got and you ain't want. The point of the matter is, God is the only one can tell you how to do these things and how to obtain these things. But if God blesses you with these things, what are you going to do? Are you going to pay your tithes? Are you going to help the church? Or what are you going to do? How are you going to do? And I was listening to something this morning where they say 70% of the people who win the lottery go bankrupt and are unhappy. 70% that win the lottery. Now, can you say this? Did they pay any tithes to their church? Did they turn their back on the church? When the church was there praying for them and doing all these things for them when they didn't have? Did they help the ones that really helped them? You know, it's a lot of questions to be asked in that also. So how do we understand what's going on? Why is that number so high? That's because they wanted it and they got it. What did they do with it? That's a case of the I won't. You got blessed with it. Now let's see what you do. There's plenty of cases like that that's going on. Some people do the right thing. That's the 30% that still got money. Because they knew who and what helped them get there. So therefore, they're able to sustain what they got. See, that's what we got to learn how to do, is we got to learn how to sustain what we got by the Lord Jesus Christ. If he's not there with you and in your life, you're not able to sustain. You're able to get there and fall. You're able to take the steps and to keep falling. But you got to learn to grab hold of Jesus Christ to sustain. Well, that's all I have for today, and here's Sister Diane.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I tell you, that was awesome work coming from Apostle Porter and Deacon Michael. I tell you, the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And that's what we's on right now, want. And what is want? It said be in need, in lack, I tell you. And when you begin to be in need and lack, you begin to do all kind of stuff. It takes you out there to a different level. Now, because you need and you want and you believe that this is what you have to get, you're going to go out there and steal, you know, you can cover other people's stuff. And I like that covetousness, and we was dealing with the works of the flesh in Bible study, and you know, all the different things that fall under, you know, words, the sins, you know, hatred and all that stuff, and want will fall right under covetousness. You're covering other people's stuff because you see them have something. You don't know how to get it, you know, but you see it, you want it. And I remember one affirmation, I tell you. You say, I cast the burden of lack to the Christ within that I may go free to have plenty. So you know what? It doesn't have to be just lack. It could be pain. you know, whatever it is that you need God to do for you, you cast it to the Christ within, because where is he? He's within you. And guess what? They say greater that he that's in you than he that's in the world. So you know what? When you get that good and right relationship with God, I tell you, he take care of all your needs. Not wants, but your needs, because your wants and your needs is two different things. What you need at the present time is Jesus to come into your life, set you free from all that stuff. But you got to truly, truly come to him. You got to truly come to him. And then when you drop down, man, I tell you, you drop down to the fourth verse, and it say, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. So, you know, don't matter what it is that you're going through, he got your back. Because when you go over to Ephesians 6, he tells you all about the enemy and what you need to do. You put on the whole armor of God. So he's already giving you the word on what it is that you're supposed to do. Now, say work. Faith without work is dead. So if you don't believe that God got you, then you just, I don't know. I really don't know what to say. But just know that whatever it is that you need, that God have you. And that 23rd Psalm carried me a long way. I come a far way, because it ain't too much scriptures I could have tell you in the Bible. Praying, I felt I couldn't even pray, even in my time of need and going through. But I remember I was told to say, only the 23rd Psalm that you know, you repeat that 23rd Psalm over and over and over again, and know that, you know, the other one that I know was, you know, we call it the Lord's Prayer. Those were the two that I knew. And I could have quoted for you good. But you know what? God takes care of all our needs. When we're doing what we're supposed to do for him, guess what? He takes care of all our needs. So if he tell you to go and give somebody something, go ahead and give it to you. Don't worry, because he's going to replace it. And with more and better things for you. God is an awesome God. We serve an awesome God. So just know, it's not everything that we want that God is going to give it to us. Because you know what? It ain't good for us all the time. That's just what we want. So you tune in every Wednesday and Thursday to Block Talk Radio. That call-in number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. You can also tune in to Deacon Michael every Monday with I'm Just Saying at 3 p.m. That calling number is 917-889-2211. That's 917-889-2211. That's every Monday at 3 p.m. Every Friday night at 11 p.m. we have the Wailing Walls Prayer Line, hosted by our very own Elder Whitted. I tell you, just call in, pray like never before. We can never get too much prayer. That call-in number is 218-548-6746, code 3333#. That's 218-548-6746, code 3333#. That's every Friday night at 11 p.m. Also, now we're going to begin to start our Thanksgiving drive. We're not waiting till the last minute. We are putting forth that we can help a family. We can help the kids. We normally help two schools, you know, for the kids that really in need. You can send your donations to City of Victory, P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida,
32704. That's P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. And note that no donation is too small or too large. And remember, God will bless you just like how you bless in someone else. Till then, be blessed and tune in tomorrow at 9 a.m.
Let God.
He can handle it all, yes.